Text of the GNU Free Documentation License, or GFDL, from Wikipedia, the Free Encyclopedia. This is a verbatim copy in audio format of the text-based original document, version 1.2, November 2002, recorded on the 28th of May 2005. This audio version is considered by its creator to be a mere copy, and he therefore reserves no rights, declaring its copyright status to be covered by the copyright of the original text, which is as follows. Copyright 2000, 2001, 2002, Free Software Foundation, Incorporated, 59 Temple Place, Suite 330, Boston, Massachusetts, 02111-1307, United States. Everyone is permitted to copy and distribute verbatim copies of this license document, but changing it is not allowed. Preamble. The purpose of this license is to make a manual, textbook, or other functional and useful document free in the sense of freedom, to assure everyone the effective freedom to copy and redistribute it, with or without modifying it, either commercially or non-commercially. Secondarily, this license preserves for the author and publisher a way to get credit for their work, while not being considered responsible for modifications made by others. This license is a kind of copyleft, which means that derivative works of the document must themselves be free in the same sense. It complements the GNU or GNU General Public License, which is a copyleft license designed for free software. We have designed this license in order to use it for manuals for free software, because free software needs free documentation. A free program should come with manuals providing the same freedoms that software does. But this license is not limited to software manuals. It can be used for any textual work, regardless of subject matter or whether it is published as a printed book. We recommend this license principally for works whose purpose is instruction or reference. Section 1. Applicability and definitions. This license applies to any manual or other work in any medium that contains a notice placed by the copyright holder saying it can be distributed under the terms of this license. Such a notice grants a worldwide royalty-free license, unlimited in duration, to use that work under the conditions stated herein. The document. The document, below, refers to any such manual or work. Any member of the public is a licensee and is addressed as you. You accept the license if you copy, modify, or distribute the work in a way requiring permission under copyright law. A modified version of the document means any work containing the document or a portion of it, either copied verbatim or with modifications and/or translated into another language. A secondary section is a named appendix or a front matter section of the document that deals exclusively with the relationship of the publishers or authors of the document to the document's overall subject or to related matters, and contains nothing that could fall directly within that overall subject. Thus, if the document is in part a textbook of mathematics, a secondary section may not explain any mathematics. The relationship could be a matter of historical connection with the subject or with related matters, or of legal, commercial, philosophical, ethical, or political position regarding them. The invariant sections are certain secondary sections whose titles are designated as being those of invariant sections, and the notice that says that the document is released under this license. If a section does not fit the above definition of secondary, then it is not allowed to be designated as invariant. The document may contain zero invariant sections. If the document does not identify any invariant sections, then there are none. The cover texts are certain short passages of text that are listed as front cover texts or back cover texts in the notice that says that the document is released under this license. A front cover text may be at most 5 words, and a back cover text may be at most 25 words. A transparent copy of the document means a machine-readable copy represented in a format whose specification is available to the general public, that is suitable for revising the document straightforwardly with generic text editors, or for images composed of pixels, generic paint programs, or, for drawings, some widely available drawing editor, and that is suitable for input to text formatters or for automatic translation to a variety of formats suitable for input to text formatters. A copy made in an otherwise transparent file format, whose markup or absence of markup has been arranged to thwart or discourage subsequent modification by readers, is not transparent. An image format is not transparent if used for any substantial amount of text. A copy that is not transparent is called opaque. Examples of suitable formats for transparent copies include plain ASCII without markup, TextInfo input format, LaTeX input format, SGML or XML using a publicly available DTD, and standard conforming simple HTML, PostScript, or PDF designed for human modification. Examples of transparent image formats include BNG, XCF, and JPG. Opaque formats include proprietary formats that can be read and edited only by proprietary word processors, HTML or XML, for which the DTD and/or processing tools are not generally available, and the machine-generated HTML, PostScript, or PDF produced by some word processors for output purposes only. The title page means, for a printed book, the title page itself, plus such following pages as are needed to hold legibly the material this license requires to appear in the title page. For works in formats which do not have any title page as such, title page means the text near the most prominent appearance of the work's title, preceding the beginning of the body of the text. A section entitled XYZ means a named subunit of the document whose title either is precisely XYZ or contains XYZ in parentheses following text that translates XYZ in another language. Here, XYZ stands for a specific section name mentioned below, such as acknowledgements, dedications, endorsements, or history. To preserve the title of such a section when you modify the document means that it remains a section entitled XYZ according to this definition. The document may include warranty disclaimers next to the notice, which states that this license applies to the document. The document may include warranty disclaimers next to the notice which states that this license applies to the document. These warranty disclaimers are considered to be included by reference in this license, but only as regards disclaiming warranties. Any other implication that these warranty disclaimers may have is void and has no effect on the meaning of this license. Section 2. Verbatim copying. You may copy or distribute the document in any medium, either commercially or non-commercially, provided that this license, the copyright notices, and the license notice saying this license applies to the document are reproduced in all copies, and you add no further conditions whatsoever to those of this license. You may not use technical measures to obstruct or control the reading or further copying of the copies you make or distribute. However, you may accept compensation in exchange for copies. If you distribute a large enough number of copies, you must also follow the conditions in Section 3. You may also lend copies under the same conditions stated above, and you may publicly display copies. Section 3. Copying in quantity. If you publish printed copies, or copies in media that commonly have printed covers of the document, numbering more than 100, and the document's license notice requires cover texts, you must enclose the copies in covers that carry, clearly and legibly, all these cover texts, front cover texts on the front cover, and back cover texts on the back cover. Both covers must also clearly and legibly identify you as the publisher of these copies. The front cover must present the full title with all words of the title equally prominent and visible. You may add other material on the covers in addition. Copying with changes limited to the covers, as long as they preserve the title of the document and satisfy these conditions, can be treated as verbatim copying in other respects. If the required texts for either cover are too voluminous to fit legibly, you should put the first ones listed, as many as fit reasonably, on the actual cover and continue the rest onto adjacent pages. If you publish or distribute opaque copies of the document numbering more than 100, you must either include a machine-readable transparent copy along with each opaque copy, or state in or with each opaque copy a computer network location from which the general network-using public has access to download, using public standard network protocols, a complete transparent copy of the document. Free of added material. If you use the latter option, you must take reasonably prudent steps when you begin distribution of opaque copies in quantity, to ensure that this transparent copy will remain thus accessible at the stated location until at least 1 year after the last time you distribute an opaque copy, directly or through your agents or retailers, of that edition to the public. It is requested, but not required, that you contact the authors of the document well before redistributing any large number of copies, so give them a chance to provide you with an updated version of the document. Section 4. Modifications. You may copy or distribute a modified version of the document under the conditions of sections 2 and 3 above, provided that you release the modified version under precisely this license, with the modified version filling the role of the document, thus licensing distribution and modification of the modified version to whoever possesses a copy of it. In addition, you must do these things in the modified version. A. Use in the title page, and on the covers if any, a title distinct from that of the document, and from those of previous versions, which should, if they were any, be listed in the history section of the document. You may use the same title as a previous version if the original publisher of that version gives permission. B. List on the title page, as authors, one or more persons or entities responsible for authorship of the modifications in a modified version, together with at least 5 of the principal authors of the document, all of its principal authors if it has fewer than 5, unless they release you from this requirement. C. State on the title page the name of the publisher of the modified version as the publisher. D. Preserve all the copyright notices of the document. E. Add an appropriate copyright notice for your modifications adjacent to the other copyright notices. F. Include, immediately after the copyright notices, a license notice giving the public permission to use the modified version under the terms of this license, in the form shown in the addendum below. G. Preserve in that license notice the full lists of invariant sections and required cover texts given in the document's license notice. H. Include an unaltered copy of this license. I. Preserve the section entitled History. Preserve its title and add to it an item stating at least the title, year, new authors, and publisher of the modified version as given on the title page. If there is no section entitled History in the document, create one stating the title, year, authors, and publisher of the document as given on its title page. Then add an item describing the modified version as stated in the previous sentence. J. Preserve the network location, if any, given in the document for public access to a transparent copy of the document, and likewise the network locations given in the document for previous versions it was based on. These may be placed in the history section. You may omit a network location for work that was published at least 4 years before the document itself, or if the original publisher of the version it refers to gives permission. K. For any section entitled Acknowledgements or Dedications, preserve the title of the section, and preserve in the section all the substance and tone of each of the contributor acknowledgements and or dedications given therein. L. Preserve all the invariant sections of the document, unaltered in their text and in their titles. Section numbers or the equivalent are not considered part of the section titles. M. Delete any section entitled Endorsements. Such a section may not be included in the modified version. N. Do not retitle any existing section to be entitled Endorsements or to conflict in title with any invariant section. O. Preserve any warranty disclaimers. If the modified version includes new front matter sections or appendices that qualify as secondary sections and contain no material copied from the document, you may, at your option, designate some or all of these sections as invariant. To do this, add their titles to the list of invariant sections in the modified version's license notice. These versions must be distinct from any other section titles. You may add a section entitled Endorsements, providing it contains nothing but endorsements of your modified version by various parties. For example, statements of peer review, or that the text has been approved by your organization as the authoritative definition of a standard. You may add a passage of up to 5 words as a front cover text, and a passage of up to 25 words as a back cover text to the end of the list of cover texts in the modified version. Only one passage of front cover text and one of back cover text may be added by, or through arrangements made by, any one entity. If the document already includes a cover text for the same cover previously added by you or by arrangement made by the same entity you are acting on behalf of, you may not add another, but you may replace the old one on explicit permission from the previous publisher that added the old one. The author or authors and publisher or publishers of the document do not by this license give permission to use their names for publicity for, or to assert or imply endorsement of, any modified version. Section 5. Combining documents. You may combine the document with any documents released under this license under the terms defined in Section 4 above for modified versions, provided that you include in the combination all of the invariant sections of all of the original documents, unmodified, and list them all as invariant sections of your combined work in its license notice, and that you preserve all their warranty disclaimers. The combined work need only contain one copy of this license, and multiple identical invariant sections may be replaced with a single copy. If there are multiple invariant sections with the same name but different contents, make the title of each such section unique by adding at the end of it, in parentheses, the name of the original author or publisher of that section if known, or else a unique number. Make the same adjustment to the section titles in the list of invariant sections in the license notice of the combined work. In the combination, you must combine any sections entitled History in the various original documents, forming one section titled History. Likewise, combine any sections entitled Acknowledgements and any sections entitled Dedications. You must delete all sections entitled Endorsements. Section 6. Collections of documents. You may make a collection consisting of the document and other documents released under this license, and replace the individual copies of this license in the various documents with a single copy that is included in the collection, provided that you follow the rules of this license for verbatim copying of each of the documents in all other respects. You may extract a single document from such a collection and distribute it individually under this license, provided you insert a copy of this license into the extracted document and follow this license in all other respects regarding verbatim copying of that document. Section 7. Aggregation with independent works. A compilation of the document or its derivatives with other separate and independent documents or works in or on a volume of storage or distribution medium is called an aggregate if the copyright resulting from the compilation is not used to limit the legal rights of the compilation's users beyond what the individual works permit. When the document is included in an aggregate, this license does not apply to the other works in the aggregate, which are not themselves derivative works of the document. If the cover text requirements of Section 3 is applicable to these copies of the document, then if the document is less than one half of the entire aggregate, the document's cover texts may be placed on covers that bracket the document within the aggregate, or the electronic equivalent of covers if the document is in electronic form. Otherwise, they must appear on printed covers that bracket the whole aggregate. Section 8. Translation. Translation is considered a kind of modification, so you may distribute translations of the documents under the terms of Section 4. Replacing invariant sections with translations requires special permission from their copyright holders, but you may include translations of some or all invariant sections in addition to the original versions of these invariant sections. You may include a translation of this license and all the license notices in the document and any warranty disclaimers, provided that you also include the original English version of this license and the original versions of those licenses and disclaimers. In case of a disagreement between the translation and the original license and the original version of this license, or a notice or a disclaimer, the original version will prevail. If a section in the document is entitled Acknowledgements, Dedications, or History, the requirement, Section 4, to preserve its title, Section 1, will typically require changing the actual title. Section 9. Termination. You may not copy, modify, sublicense, or distribute the document except as expressly provided for under this license. Any other attempt to copy, modify, sublicense, or distribute the document is void and will automatically terminate your rights under this license. However, Parties who have received copies or rights from you under this license will not have their licenses terminated so long as such parties remain in full compliance. Section 10. Future revisions of this license. The Free Software Foundation may publish new, revised versions of the GNU Free Documentation License from time to time. Such new versions will be similar in spirit to the present version, but may differ in details to address new problems or concerns. See http://www.gnu.org/copyleft/. Each version of the license is given a distinguishing version number. If the document specifies that a particular numbered version of this license or any later versions applies to it, you have the option of following the terms and conditions either of that specified version or of any later version that has been published, not as a draft, by the Free Software Foundation. If the document does not specify a version number of this license, you may choose any version ever published, not as a draft, by the Free Software Foundation. How to use this license for your documents. To use this license in a document you have written, include a copy of the license in the document and put the following copyright and license notices just after the title page. Copyright, copyright symbol, year, your name. Permission is granted to copy, distribute, and/or modify this document under the terms of the GNU Free Documentation License, version 1.2, or any later version published by the Free Software Foundation, with no invariant sections, no front cover texts, and no back cover texts. A copy of the license is included in the section entitled GNU Free Documentation License. If you have invariant sections, front cover text, and back cover text, replace that notice with the following. Copyright, copyright symbol, year, your name. Permission is granted to copy, distribute, and/or modify this document under the terms of the GNU Free Documentation License, version 1.2, or any later version published by the Free Software Foundation, with the invariant sections being, list their titles, with the front cover text being list, and with the back cover text being list. If you have invariant sections without cover text, or some other combination of the three, merge those two alternatives to suit the situation. If your document contains non-trivial examples of program code, we recommend releasing these examples in parallel under your choice of free software license, such as the GNU General Public License, to permit their use in free software. End text of the GNU Free Documentation License. That was a verbatim copy in audio format of the text-based original document, version 1.2, November 2002, recorded on the 28th of May 2005. The original copy of the GNU Free Documentation License is to be found on the internet at http://www.gnu.org/copyleft/fdl.html.